and two performers who that's very interesting, who seem to know the state of the art today. I have two performers who will be part of Global Soundings 2 tonight, six sound artists from around the globe performing new and experimental works down here at the station, and tonight at Interplayers at 7 o'clock, Pamela Z, good morning.
Good morning.
And Martine Grunwald, did I get it right?
Feld.
Martine Grunwald.
Feld.
Grunewald.
The whole name?
Grunewald. Martin Grunewald.
That's very cool.
There we go. We got the names done. Now we can move on to the more. Well, welcome. And let's see. Let's just start out with a general overview. What can we expect from the two of you tonight? I don't know what to expect from you this morning. We'll get to that in a while. But how about tonight at Interplayers at 7?
Well, you can expect the unexpected. from me, you can expect me to be using my voice a lot, with and without live electronic processing and layers and samples and gestures. I'll be using an instrument that allows me to trigger sound with physical gestures. I have a MIDI controller. Now, see, if anybody listened yesterday and heard... Manos talking
right.
about his device, they might not believe me, but it's really true. I will be actually triggering sounds which I have in a sampler.
It's actually fascinating. I have seen a tape of it, and it's actually triggered by motions that you make, isn't
That's
it?
Correct. It's actually triggered by electricity from my muscles.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Martine, I it's great to have you down here in contrast to Pamela, because you do
Not really contrast, you know. It seems like contrast, but it's not a real contrast.
Well, in terms of the technique, all of what you do is very acoustic.
Yes, but technical is just a tool, you know. You shouldn't look too much at technique. It's just a helping hand. So I don't think we are so different.
Okay. No. Well, of course, both of you, interestingly enough, of what I've seen of some of the performances you've done in the past, very physical acts. You're very involved in what you're doing. So not only, of course, unfortunately, the medium of radio, we're only going to get the sound that you're bringing us this morning.
Pictures are always better on radio. Did you know that?
Of course, yeah. I can come down here in the morning without worrying about hair. So it's coming. Well, I want to find out what exactly it is you're going to do for me this morning. Anything in particular?
Well, what we're going to do is, we're going to, Martine has some hand signals. And, actually, what's happening here is a change in the timbre of the voice.
So, we're going to hear perhaps some different alterations made by Mr. Grunewald today. Am I getting the name right? Right.
Feld.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. We are in charge of the horizontal hold.
Right. Don't adjust your set this morning. All right. I wanted to talk to the two of you about it's very interesting the responses you're going to get from an audience, and that's always part of it. I think we were talking earlier, Martine, about the fact that you talk with the audience during the breaks in the show, and that sometimes influences you get a sense of what the audience is feeling, what they're looking for, and what they're responding to. So in terms of responses from an audience, do you want to get a response? Is there a particular response? Do you hope for any kind of response from your audiences?
I definitely don't hope for a particular response, but I definitely hope for a response. I think of the audience as one of the instruments that I'm playing, and probably the main one. And if I have, and so when I make a piece, it's actually never finished until I've played it for an audience, because I need that feedback from them.
Okay, and so that it does change what you do in performance at the moment of doing it.
Yeah, I would prefer it to put the other way around, upside down. I would say, can the audience expect a response of me?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're in essence coming.
I think
and
I'm responding to their audience expectations. That's
right.
What I think it's about.
Well, a moment about humor. We've talked about humor, and from what I've seen of both of you have humorous elements in what you do. And, of course, Wallace Stevens said one of the primary functions of art is to give pleasure, and it can do that in many ways. It can make us think, it can affect our lives, but also it can make us laugh and feel very happy. And both of you have aspects of your performance that do that. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
I think that... I don't think it's so much that I have humor in my work as that so many other people take their work extremely seriously. I think that my work reflects life in that life is that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the times when people think my work is funny is when I'm just taking something that's found text straight out of something that you see in every day. I have a piece where I have text that I've taken from the machines that talk to you when you go to a parking lot. And people don't laugh when they're at the parking lot, and all I'm doing is just repeating that same text. So it's humorous because of the context, but it's not humorous because I think it's not comedy.
Okay.
I don't think of what I do as comedy.
So it's just humor that you find in life.
It's just the audience finding humor in
it.
You know, maybe when I present it to them, then they suddenly can find the humor in it, you know.
Martine, and humor in your ask. We had a wonderful a conversation a few days ago about that, about clowns sort of tuning us into an important part of our humanity.
Yeah. I think we cannot go without, you know, cry and laugh, you know, cry and laugh, and in this in-between thing, you know, I think this is the emotional thing. Life is such an emotional thing.
Right.
And if you can cry and if you can laugh and travel in between this, or, you know, I think I feel I'm for the first time in America, and I feel that there's a lot of emotional thing in the air. I feel that in people's voices, you know, there's people are really, really willing and wanting, and
it's so there's a lot of emotion to be tapped into, and that's one of the responses your act will find in an audience, bringing out the latent emotions.
That could very well be, yes.
All right. Well, let's listen to a little bit of a performance of yours, Pamela. Will you set this up for us? We're going to listen to Questions Trip.
This is a piece that is a section of a work I have called Parts of Speech. And this particular thing is a piece where all of the text is just a series of questions. And it's all... It's when I perform this live, I do it by making loops in digital delay. So I sing or speak something, and then it becomes a loop that repeats, and then over the top of that, I'm adding more. This is a studio version of it, though.
All right. Questions Trip by Pamela Z.
How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending?
You must have flown last night.
How is it ending?
You must have seen lots of you. Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? 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 How is
going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending?
What are you going?
Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going?
Where are you going?
How was your trip?
What are you
Where
having?
Are you going?
How is it ending?
Where are you going?
What are you,
where
what
are you having?
Going?
How is it ending?
How
is
it
going?
What are you,
what are you
where
having?
Are you,
was
going?
It ending?
Where are you?
Ending?
How is
you
going?
What are you
having?
Who are you having?
Where are you having?
What are you having?
What are you going?
Where are you
going? What are you
having?
When is it
ending?
What are you having?
Where are you going?
Where are you
going?
How is your trip
going?
Where are you going?
How is your
where are you
going?
How is your
where are you going?
Was it ending?
How is your ending?
What are you
what are you going?
Was it ending?
How is your going?
What are you
having?
What are you going?
Where are you having?
When is it ending?
Done now, a piece by Pamela Z. Questions Trip. Thank you for bringing that in, Pamela. And we will be hearing something like that, or that piece perhaps tonight, anything along those lines?
I probably won't be doing that piece, but I'll be doing other pieces with digital delays and samples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it'll be a surprise for us. That concert, again, is Global Soundings 2. Six sound artists from around the globe performing new and experimental works tonight at Interplayers at 7. You can get information or order tickets by calling 624-2615. Now, Martine, you have come in, and instead of bringing a recording, you're going to do something live for us.
I brought materials with me, yes.
All right. And this is not only something that you're going to perform live here, but something people can perform at home later on.
Yes, there's a certain moment when I'm going to sing springtime again, and I really would love it if the people join in. I sing the first sentence, and they just repeat it. I think it's wonderful to sing, you know, just sing and join.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then...
And then we have a whole array of other things that will come into
yes,
this.
At the end I will do a kind of D-I-L-Y, and I cannot say yet what it means, but you will find out at the end of this piece. And then at the end, I hope there's time to do a little poem.
Yes, we'll fit that in, certainly.
And you will find out.
Okay, right now, I'll let you go over to the part of the studio where your things are. A piece by Martine Kronefeld.
Yes, I think... Oh, the door rings, the doorbell rings. I'm going to look who it is. Oh, hey, come in. Pamela.
Hello.
Hello, Pamela. Pamela, I really had a question to ask. I did invent something, and I made something, and I would like to have you to join it.
Okay.
Will you be so nice?
Of course.
Oh.
Tell me what to do.
Well, I will tell you. Can you please give a comment, like you are a radio reporter, mm-hmm. and give comment on what I am doing for the listeners home? And you make a kind of soft voice,
mm-hmm.
yes. So, I think there we go.
Well, I think I have to know the call letters if I'm going to be a radio announcer. It would be terrible if I said the wrong ones. You're listening to KPBX and KSFC Spokane, and today we have with us Martine Kronefeld.
Yes. For the listeners at home, for this piece you need a fresh bamboo sprout, you can cut it in the back of your garden, a fresh one, a green one, and then you can make this sound. This is a bamboo sound. You take also lids of your pots in the kitchen. If you have available a Chinese gong, would be fine. You need also plastic tape. I think I will be here.
Mr. Kronefeld is holding up the tape.
Plastic tape. And you need a stick.
Mr. Groeneveld is holding up a mallet. Mr. Groeneveld is holding up a wooden spoon.
The special thing about this is that it is a piece of... I'm interrupting you, Pamela, but I have to tell it. This is a piece which is sound art piece, and it is about constructing an instrument. You hear making the instrument, and after that you hear performing on the instrument. So the construction is also part of the music.
Mr. Groeneveld is walking over to the gong with the tape. Mr. Groeneveld is removing his clothing. Mr. Groeneveld is turning pink. Mr. Groeneveld is looking around for something to use for more mischief. Mr. Groeneveld's shirt is now hanging on the mic stand. Mr. Groeneveld has the tape. Mr. Groeneveld is trying to catch a ball of packing tape on his head. Mr. Groeneveld needs to... Mr. Groeneveld is attaching a pot lid to his arm. Why do my mom's hands shake when she is trying to carry an empty teacup and saucer to the kitchen? Why? The rattle of the teacup and saucer reminds me of the rattle of tin cups in the jail 36 years ago when I woke up from a blissful, psychotic sleep in which I dreamed a note of music. Holding together the planets and stars, all in their orbits.
Springtime again.
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 Darling, I.
Darling, I.
Darling, I.
Darling, I, lo.
Darling Ilo.
Darling Ilo.
Darling Ilo.
Darling Ilo.
Darling Ilo.
Darling Ilo. Darling Ilo. Darling, together. Darling, I love you.
Thank you very much. A live performance by Martine Grönefeld and Pamela Z. Both of you will be performing as part of Global Soundings 2, six sound artists from around the globe, tonight at Interplayers, 7 p.m. The information on that concert, 624-2615. There's going to be... you do a lot of speech synthesizer-oriented work, yes, Pamela?
Well, it's not synthesizer-oriented in that there's not... I don't use synthesized sounds. I generally use... the sound sources are... my voice and other things. I use sampled sounds.
Okay.
And I do the sampling often live in real time as I'm performing. But I also bring sampled sounds that I've previously sampled.
Okay. And a performance live and always interesting and mysterious from Martin Grönefeld tonight. You'll be tonight as well down at Interplayers. And we have performances, pieces performed on a table by one of the performers of that piece.
Manu Sangaris
and Pi Shen Chen, the fantastic pianist that was up at Holy Names last night, giving a wonderfully and very well-received concert. Information on Global Soundings 2 can be received by calling 624-2615. The reading was the poem called Tin Cups from Wood Frogs in Chaos, a 19th draft anthology by John Corr. Thank you, Pamela, and thank you, Martine. To go off, we were talking about humor and the good nature that's oftentimes needed in music and is oftentimes the response of humanity going to the fantastic music.